not only did we see the movie, but we were involved in consulting on the script itself. We had no control over it. It's not a documentary, but we were able to allow our scientists and our preparedness professionals to chat with the people putting the movie script together to give them a sense of realism. And we believe, after the movie's been released, that what we have there is a very realistic story, but not a documentary.
I wondered about that. You feel like they meet the criteria pretty well?
We're really impressed with what we saw, because we talk about it in the business of investigating infectious disease outbreaks. Does something have biological plausibility? And in this storyline, what we have is definitely biological plausibility. These things could happen. And in fact, CDC is out there 24/7 looking for those new emerging infectious diseases.
Now, this isn't the first time CDC has worked with Hollywood, is it?
It's the first time in my 20 years here at CDC that we allowed a feature film company to come in and actually film parts of CDC for the movie. But we have often consulted on scripts.
How was that?
Well, it's interesting. We also had some of the feature actors in the film visit CDC and talk to some of our, what we call, disease detectives to get that sense of realism. And they were very interested in knowing, what is it like to go out on an outbreak investigation? What are your worries, your concerns? What do you bring with you? How do you behave? What does your day look like? So there was a lot of interest in the real work that we do here at CDC.
We're talking with Dr. Barbara Reynolds. She's a senior crisis communication advisor at the CDC. There are so many moving parts to the federal government, and there are a lot of agencies that have interagency cooperation. Does Hollywood get it? Did they need to understand that, or did they get that there are so many moving parts? It's not just, you know, one agency working in a vacuum, that kind of thing?
I'm not always certain that Hollywood gets it, but we know we get it, because when we're out there working on an investigation of a new or emerging health threat, we're working with public health departments all across the United States, and we're also working with ministries of health internationally and with our very strong partner, the World Health Organization.
Would you do it again?
Anytime we have the opportunity to put a dash of realism into a storyline that is taking a look at the work we do, I think it would be silly for us not to.
Feds over the past couple of years have been facing a lot of criticism lately, a lot of it based on misconceptions about what it is federal workers do. Do you think something like this helps with that?
We went into this thinking that it might be an opportunity to educate people about the very real work we do to try to protect America from major health threats. So, yes, we did understand that was an opportunity.
And this movie can maybe help.
I think it gives us an opportunity to get people thinking about their own well-being and what we're doing here in the federal government to protect them from health threats. Yeah.
Do you have any advice for other agencies that might want to do something like this too?
Well, we know that every part of the federal government has different missions, and therefore there would be different storylines. But I think that what we did is came into it with our eyes wide open. We didn't have a Pollyannish attitude that somehow they were going to do a documentary. And to the extent that we can influence, we will. And yet relax and understand this is Hollywood. It is fiction, and we don't have control, nor should we.
And I know you don't want to give away anything in the movie, and I don't want you to either. How would you describe the movie, the finished product?
Well, you have to understand that we're seeing it from a different perspective, so it's hard for me to know exactly how other people will perceive it, because we're probably sitting there saying, oh, that's real, or no, that's not real, where someone else will fall into the story and get a sense of the excitement that perhaps we didn't. I will tell you, it is an edgy movie, and it will make people think. I would just like to reassure people who do go see the movie that as they're watching this unfold, to know that CDC is there 24/7 looking for those health threats. And in fact, we have CDC investigators out every week somewhere around the world doing those kinds of investigations.